For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says he was reassured by Saudi Arabia's top rulers that they don't know what happened to the Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, a U.S. citizen who vanished after going into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. It seems after a preliminary investigation, there may be others to blame as well. In an interview with the Associated Press, the president seemed to equate the fate of Jamal Khashoggi with that of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, saying, "Here we go again, with you're guilty until proven innocent." The president says Saudi Arabia's King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman both deny any knowledge of what happened to Khashoggi when he entered their country's consulate in Turkey earlier this month. His fiancée waited outside for him to return, but he vanished. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A 9/11 plotter is getting the boot from Germany. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Germany beginning the process of deporting one of the people behind the 9/11 attacks. As Hamburg's Interior Ministry says, the man who was the bookkeeper and paymaster for the terrorist cell that planned and carried out the attacks is being sent to Morocco. German officials banning the 44-year-old from returning to Germany for at least 45 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After working alongside Bill Gates in the beginning, one of the co-founders of Microsoft has died. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the story.
The co-founder of Microsoft, Paul Allen, has died from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was 65 years old. Allen founded the company with Bill Gates back in 1975. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Justice Department says 15 indictments have been filed against members of one of Mexico's largest drug cartels. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Today we're announcing a whole-of-government effort against CJNG. We're hitting them from all sides and with every weapon we have.
The flu season takes its first Florida victim. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A child in Florida has become the first person to die from the flu this season. That's according to the state health officials. The child who tested positive for influenza B died sometime during the week of September 30th. Dr. Tara Narayula joined CBS this morning to talk about this tragic case.
What this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination. This vaccine is safe. It is the most effective tool we have. And we know that of the 180 deaths last year, 80% were in kids who were unvaccinated. And a recent study showed that the vaccine has the power to reduce deaths in healthy children by about two-thirds. When you look at the number of kids vaccinated last year for the flu, it's about 60%. That falls far short of the national goal of 80%. Why is this? This survey pointed out a lot of misconceptions. 30% of parents thought it caused autism. 30% thought it was a conspiracy. 30% said it doesn't work. And over half felt like the flu vaccine could give their kids the flu. None of these things are true.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.